This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Do dark forces feed off of individuals who are already suffering from physical ailments? I don't want to say the weak by any means, because a lot of times people who are suffering from various ailments are some of the strongest people in the world when you hear about what they're going through. It's just shocking. It's like, how do you get through that? So I hate using the term weak when I'm talking about someone who's suffering from a physical ailment, whether it be a cancer or fibromyalgia or something of that nature. There's a lot of strength in individuals that are having to deal with that. But they are suffering, and it is something that is attacking them physically. Does that make a door open? Does that look like a green light to something beyond what our physical bodies are doing to us? And if so, just how far can those dark forces go when they're attacking someone who has already been pushed down so far for the count? Can they survive? Can you survive not only the physical attacks of ailments and illnesses that come with life, but then a dark spiritual attack at the same time? I don't know that everyone can. In our next story, we hear about that. We hear about someone who throughout their life suffered through many things, and it doesn't seem to stop. In fact, it just seems to attract things that are darker and darker along the way. Take a listen. My name is Lotus. I'm from Denver, Colorado. I'm 30 years old, and I have three children. I also have four babies that I had to give back to the Lord. I'm a pastor's daughter. I've been my whole life, and I'm even a woman's leader in the church, but I have not always had my face turned to God. I was pagan for a while in my teens and early 20s, but it's funny. I would always go to church wearing Slayer shirts and my eyes painted black and wearing rosaries just to screw with the stupid people that would brown nose me because of who my father was in the church, and they just wanted to get close to him. I did it mostly for shock value and being a stupid, rebellious, spoiled brat. The church I grew up in is of the Christian Fellowship. I'm far from super religious. I just love Jesus, and I believe I know the truth. However, I have friends of many beliefs and accepting of them, and it's awesome to learn about every different one. I never judge anyone for what they believe, and I'm not one to shove the Bible down anyone's throat. It's just what I believe in personally. I'm just real and basically down with anyone who respects me. I've dealt with spiritual warfare ever since I can remember, and thought everyone could see spirits, angels, and demons, and speak in tongues and witness the power of the Holy Spirit and the enemy for that matter, because it was such an everyday thing for my family and me. I'm telling you all this so you can kind of get an idea of who I am in these situations that I'm about to tell you about. I have two older sisters. My parents have been married forever, for like 40 years. My mother has two other daughters from her first marriage. When I was four, we moved to California, and from California to Colorado. My half-sisters stayed in Cali because my dad was a jerk, to be honest, and they were teenagers, and you know that teenagers are emotional as well as hormonal, especially girls. My two full sisters and I were still really young, and to be honest, I do not think my dad knew how to be a dad to teen girls. Having had no siblings, he did not know his father, so let us face it, teen girls are insane. Okay, I'm going to start with my earliest memories of the house we moved to in Golden, Colorado. It was an old house, so cute, warm, and bright in the daytime, but at night it took on a totally different feeling. There were three bedrooms, two baths, a kitchen, dining room, living room, and on the ground floor, as well as a basement. In the basement, there was one bedroom, a laundry room, and under the stairs, you could get a bigger space on the other side, but I never went over there at all. Whenever I was down there, I was in my oldest sister's room with her and under my mom's feet while she was doing laundry, you know, like every kid is. I know I trip over my little ones all the time. Comes with territory of being a mother, like I always have. An audience when I use the restroom. You know what I mean if you have kids. Anyway, no matter what time of day it was, when anyone would use the bathroom in the hallway, which we called the big bathroom, you'd get flashes of pornographic images. The wallpaper was pink and gold, and it started to peel eventually. My mom found pictures glued to the wall of porno under the wallpaper. We'd have other pastors from different states and whatnot stay with us every once in a while for my dad's concerts. He's a worship leader and an evangelist, as am I now. So when they would stay, they would be like, Danny, there's some crazy stuff going on up in the bathroom. My parents knew the house was demonized, but not until after we moved in. I do not think we even lived there for a year. But I was four, like I said, and my older sister and I shared a room and used the other room for a playroom. When winter came, our stuffed animals would be frozen to the wall, higher than either of us could reach. At night, we would hear something sliding down the hallway on the heater vents. Our dresser would shake violently, and we would run to tell my mom, and she would just be like, there's nothing here but us and Jesus. When we all knew it was bull, but she just tried to keep us from being afraid. We did not have much money at the time, so she really had no choice but to deny it to us girls. I understand that now. But when I would sleep at night, there would be a high hand up on my thigh and a face right next to the left of my bed all night. But see, I wouldn't notice it until my mind woke up before my eyes opened. You know what I mean? Like I did not notice it until it was absent. I never told anyone until like 9 years ago when my older sisters, my father and I were talking about the house and what we had all gone through there. My sister explained that she would feel the exact same thing that had happened to me. I never told her. That just justified and vindicated my experiences every night. It was chilling to realize that it was not just my imagination. Once my mother got pushed down the stairs were half spiraled, and after the thing pushed her, it slammed the door in my face. I was behind her following her as usual while she did laundry. 911 did not exist at the time. I was so terrified, my mom was at the end of the stairs. The door would not open, she was yelling, casting the demon out in Jesus' name, and I did the only thing I knew. I called the operator. My mom and I were the only ones home, my sisters were at school, and my dad was at the church working. She got up out of the basement and could open the door before the rescue got there. Her knee is still messed up from that time. The thing that pushed her, would see walk through the kitchen to the top of the stairs, turn its head, look at us, and proceed to walk down the stairs. It was a huge, dark, hooded jerk. While playing by myself, my toys would get thrown at me. I'd get smacked a bit, pinched, tickled. Eventually, there was an incubus and a succubus that would attack my dad and me. I did not tell anyone or know about my dad having problems too until I got older. One spirit had stuck with me my whole life, but it seemed when I was into the dark arts and on drugs being an idiot, the thing would happen. I'd get attacked, but very rarely. Those around me would get messed with. I'd make the spirits leave, but they always returned. I think it's because my face was turned from God and the enemy had me where he wanted me, so he didn't start attacking me real bad until I changed my ways of faith and whatnot. When I was 17, I was driving to school. My steering wheel started shaking like crazy. I looked down for like 1 second and hit a parked, yes, parked trailer. I was so badly hurt, I was in the ICU for 5 weeks. The trailer I hit had the number 213 spray painted on it. The enemy was always trying to kill me. Now back to that house in Golden. My older sister, which I shared a room with, she was born with a neurotubular birth defect called spina bifida. She can walk but has no sensation in her lower legs and feet. One morning she woke up and she came into the living room where my older sister and I were watching my favorite show Pinwheel on Nickelodeon. It's funny, I just remembered that. But anywho, she came out and we looked at her left foot, I think it was, and there were these huge teeth marks that were all bloody, and from what I remember it looked like what had bitten her had a wide mouth. She'd not noticed it, not being able to feel, obviously. My folks took her to Children's Hospital where it was in Denver. The doc asked if we had a dog, and we did not. She got a staph infection from the bite, which she almost died from. It seemed to me like she was always dying in the hospital. I felt like forgotten by everyone because of a lot of focus on her. She'd always get presents, balloons, and me being a little girl did not quite understand the difference, but she was sick. It's not like a positive thing. She was getting so much attention, and I know this now. Now I live with my man, and my children alternate between my ex-husband and me every week. My oldest daughter, Camille, is such a sensitive. She has spirits talking to her and showing themselves to her all the time. She's young and gets frightened. I understand having gone through it myself, but as far as I know, she's not been sexually assaulted by anything. It's really going to make me angry if my baby gets hurt as I did. My youngest two, Sebastian and Savannah, have not shown any signs of being sensitive like Camille. She has her whole life. It's now apparent we have two rooms, a study, two bathrooms, with sunk-in bathtubs, a shower, two sinks in each, and a toilet in both bathrooms. A kitchen, a living dining area. It is big. Camille and Savvy share a room, and Sebastian has his own. Savvy does crawl into our bed often, but she was a preemie and always slept with me because I was so afraid she would die because she was so tiny. I had postpartum depression so bad. In 2K2, I had a bad pregnancy with my son, Anakin. I had to deliver him at 30 weeks gestation. He had the same birth defect as my sister and two dead brothers, spina bifida. And if I were to carry him full term, he would have been in the hospital and died if he lived through the birth, and he wouldn't last long. So I made the very hard decision to give him back to the Lord. I did this alone. I was going through a divorce with Camille's daddy. My first husband was already involved with my second husband, but we were just starting out. He did help me a lot, but going through the divorce, grieving my son's death, and having postpartum depression on top of it all, I got pregnant with Sebastian 2 months after Anakin's birth and death. Sebastian came early, 1.5 months to be exact. My second husband guilted me into having sex with him before I was supposed to, just 4 weeks after I gave birth to Sebastian early. I ended up pregnant with Savvy, and I had to deliver her 8 weeks early too, because every time I got pregnant, I got sick with a gallbladder disease that produces too many bile acids in my blood, which could have been fatal to both my baby and me. So, I was a mess when Savvy was born, to say the least. My second husband was horrible, I came to learn sadly, so yes, I always kept Savvy with me. Now, in this house, the apartment really, in the daytime, is so nice, but again at night, I'm so afraid I cannot sleep. I've had sleep paralysis a couple of times. I've been waking up with bruises and whatnot. My boyfriend will wake me up sometimes because he hears me moaning and yelling, casting demons out in my sleep. I'll just have drifted off and I can see my room as it is, though. I'll see a spirit, and when I try to tell it to leave in Jesus' name, it feels like I'm too tired to get all the words out, or it's just hard to speak. Sometimes I'll feel a ball of electricity just fly into my head right when I fall to sleep as well. It scares my kids and my man to hear me yelling when I'm supposed to be asleep. I found out over the past 2 years I have cancer, fibromyalgia, lupus, and I'm in constant pain. I pass out all the time. I hit my head and knock myself out. I think it's spiritual, I know it. I'm sorry if this is crazy for you, but something will trip me. Or a dark hand will go in front of my eyes so I can't see and I fall, and every once in a while, the left side of my body will go numb for a few minutes. When spirits approach me, it's always to my left. I'm always being stared at during the night. I cannot go to sleep unless my man stays awake and watches me if he goes to sleep. Sometimes I'm awake all night until the sun rises. I'm exhausted, to say the least. It's hard to care for my children or clean. I've even stepped down from the pulpit recently. I've not been able to do my job as far as my ministry goes because of this warfare. There are also things that have happened that are just too morbid for me to submit. I'm constantly in prayer, it seems. I ask the Holy Spirit to protect my children, and I've read stories and heard stories on your podcast of people who've been afflicted by similar things. It's very difficult because I feel like I'm letting not only my family down, but letting down my church as well, and myself. But I'm suffering greatly, and I'm not sure if a solution is in sight.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. GhostPodcast.com or Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.